Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What candy was used to lure E.T. in the 80s movie?
Reese's Pieces.
Yes. What band had the songs Riders on the Storm and Break On Through?
Doors.
Yes. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Pass.
Which type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Pineapple.
Yes. In working out, what does PR stand for?
Pass.
What's the most populous city in the United States?
Los Angeles?
No.
San Francisco?
No.
Dallas.
No. What U.S. president coined the phrase good to the last drop, referring to coffee?
Jimmy Carter?
No.
Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Pass.
What number did Derek Jeter wear on the New York Yankees jersey?
16?
No.
Oh, my God. Pass.
The first Taco Bell opened up in what decade?
60s.
Correct.
Whoa.
Matt, you got 5 correct. Right down the middle.
It sounded like more, to be honest. It did.
Well, yeah.
You were on fire for a minute there.
Yeah.
Just bang, bang, bang.
Right. First three right. Bang, bang, bang. And then...
Bang, bang, bang.
You know?
Bang, bang,
bang. You never know.
Fell off the boat.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
Bang, bang!
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What candy was used to lure E.T. in the 80s movie?
Pieces, pieces.
Yes. What band had the songs Riders on the Storm and Break On Through?
The Doors.
Correct. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Gold.
No.
I don't know. Air.
No.
Gas.
No. Which type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Pineapple?
Correct. In working out, what does PR stand for?
Personal record.
You know it. What's the most populous city in the United States?
Manhattan, New York City.
Correct. What U.S. president coined the phrase good to the last drop, referring to coffee?
I didn't even know a president. Oh, man. I'm going to have to... Kennedy?
No.
Reagan?
No.
Eisenhower?
No. What number did Derek Jeter wear on his New York Yankees jersey?
Number 2.
He did. The first Taco Bell opened up in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
Correct. Wow, you went through those very quickly.
We're done?
We're done.
Oh, wow.
I know. And you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-5. Sorry, Matt.
Good job, Steve. All good.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good one.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Two you both got wrong. What is the most abundant element in the universe? It's not that exciting.
Hydrogen.
Yes.
Oh.
Good job, Danny. Thank you. And what U.S. president coined the phrase, good to the last drop, referring to coffee?
I mean, Bill Clinton said it for some other reasons.
He sure did. It was Theodore Roosevelt. Not Bill.
Okay.
Well, congrats on beating that.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we are going to be at Showbox Soda with the theme being A Nightmare Before Christmas. Everything is live, and you can get your tickets now by heading over to KISW.com.
And we also found out that it will be performing certain songs live, of course, with the new originals, and it sounds like we're going to be doing our Christmas version of Father Christmas, or our Christmas, our KSW version of Father Christmas, and I'm assuming that
they said Father Christmas.
Taryn Daly will be on vocals. And Danny, you're going to be on the guitar? I'm on drums?
That's what I was told.
We better start practicing.
We're trying to sell tickets, you guys. What the hell?
Well, people do love the train wreck that happens up on stage when things fall apart during live night.
You can head over to KISW.com to get your tickets and watch us botch that song and probably quite a few more.
And that's Thrill on Bass, Miles on the sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells.
It's going to be a good time.
206-803-ROCK. What's popular right now that you have zero interest in? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to tell you what topped the list after Green Day.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Someone asked a question on the internet, and that question is this. What's popular right now that you have zero interest in? And there were some very fun responses. Here are a couple of the highlights. The endless cycle of reboots and remakes.
I mean, I'm okay with some of them. I guess it's just, I'm very hypocritical because there's some where I'm like, I can't wait for this reboot. But then there are others, like a lot of, or like the remakes of like certain films that I feel like haven't warranted a remake yet.
I just saw that they have a trailer for Gladiator 2 and I was like, don't do anything dirty to Gladiator 1.
I still have I've never seen Gladiator 1.
Another one on the list, AI anything.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of artificial. I'm a fan because I don't want them to kill me when they finally take over the world.
Oh, you're definitely on their team for sure, Steve.
I still will. When I use ChatGPT for GPT, I can't even still do it. The robot site for anything. Whenever I ask, I always say please and thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm only doing it because I'm afraid that one day they'll be like, hey, that guy, he was very rude to us. Because I know people who are rude to the AI programs.
Really?
For funsies, they call it a bitch and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going down that road.
Not worth it. 206-803-ROCK. To our rockaholics, what is popular right now that you have zero interest in? Bruce from Mill Creek, give us your details. What are you currently having zero interest in that everybody else seems to be interested in?
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's America's team right there, Bruce. So one thing that came up on this was a celebrity podcast. So I'm taking it that you don't listen to the Travis and what's his brother, Jason Kelce podcast.
I didn't even know they had one, actually.
It's really good. You should check it out. I'm kidding.
206-803-ROCK. Anything that's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
I did see on there one of the things with Cybertrucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Hard pass.
What about pickleball?
I mean, I like pickleball. I'm not obsessed with pickleball, but I'll play.
I've only played it once, and I thought that was going to be my thing. My wife and I, like, we're going to play pickleball all the time. We've never played it again.
Did you get gear, your own gear?
Oh, yeah, full matching jerseys and matching paddles with our faces. No, of course not.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, if you're going to get into it, you know, do they have special pickleball shorts or do you just wear regular shorts?
I'm not positive just yet, but I'll let you know if we ever get it. Although at Target, they did have pickleball paddles that were way cheaper than the ones that some of the people that we were playing with. Like, they were like, they dropped like $200 on some of those paddles.
Dang. I'm
like,
it is funny, too, because, like, there's a lot of people that are into it that you don't know that are into it. Like, my friend Chris, best friend in the world, I didn't know that he, because he never tells me he's playing pickleball. But then I see on his Venmo, because you know how it, like, shows, like, what the people are paying for other people for. And it's like, for all the pickleball this weekend. And blah, blah, blah. And he's giving other people. I'm like, you're into pickleball? God dang it.
That's code for prostitutes, actually.
Oh, probably you're not, you know what?
Yeah.
It probably is.
It's a thing.
One that's on this list that I agree I have zero interest in is Stanley Cups. Not like the hockey kind.
I was like, how dare you?
The expensive mugs.
I still don't get why they're so expensive.
No.
Because they have knockoff versions that seem like they do the exact same thing, hold a beverage and keep it kind of cool or keep it warm, and they do just as good of a job. But I guess it's just you're paying for the brand.
Absolutely.
The one I saw that cracked me up on there, they mentioned broccoli haircuts.
What the heck is that?
So have you, say when I go to the gym, I see this a lot, and it's like, it's not so much the haircuts, it's like just the whole look. It's like these high school kids, they got the bushy hair and like the short sides.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's like, it looks like your head is broccoli, which I don't have a problem with so much.
Now that you explained it to me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. It's just that head. You know what? I've never heard it explained that way, but I hate it too. So you know what? In.
Honestly, Steve, if you could grow hair again, but the only way that you could grow hair was to have a broccoli haircut, would you do it?
To troll my wife for at least one day? Absolutely. But then it's also the thing that's popular right now. I see at the gym all the time. It drives me up a wall. Are the pajama pants. You got these broccoli hair kids and they got their pajama pants on. And I'm just like, what are we doing? Are you that lazy that you couldn't put on some like athletic shorts?
Or get a haircut? The unthinkable has happened to a football player over the weekend while wearing white pants. Now, he is saying that the rumors are false, but do we believe him? We're going to tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
The Detroit Lions have a linebacker by the name of James Houston, and he became the center of some viral attention over the weekend because when they were playing the Houston Texans, it was spotted on his pants that he had like this brownish stain right kind of in the no-no zone. So
one of my favorite tweets about this entire thing, I can't say it. It's yo, did James Houston S his pants? And it's just a video of him running and it looks like he did just that.
So many fans have been joking that he did do that, that he did poop his pants. But then he went on social media and wanted to make it clear that he didn't. He is claiming that he sat on Gatorade. And he tweeted,
I don't know if I believe
hey, y'all, that. I sat on some Gatorade. Just chill.
Okay. I've never seen Gatorade that would leave a stain like that. Then again, I've never worn white pants and sat on Gatorade. Maybe we need to do a test of this.
No. I mean, it could be the lemon lime.
I don't think it's going to leave that kind of a stain. Because it still has, like, it's a dark lemon lime color. It's not really, I would be like someone that said, James Houston needs some Charmin.
Oh, that's the new endorsement.
See, I would have believed him if he said, guys, I just, my butt must have skid on the ground. Although skidding is
in a very specific location.
This just in, the Detroit Lions have announced they will never wear white pants again in honor of James Houston.
I mean, anytime I wear white clothing, ever, it always immediately gets something on it.
That's my biggest fear in the world of when I do the independent wrestling thing. Because I have a set of gear that's white. And every time I wear it, I'm like, this is going to be the time.
That you crap your pants?
Yes. Because this happens.
Oh, no.
Not a lot. But it has happened to people I know, wrestlers all across. Like, it's like if sometimes your nerves are bad, and then all of a sudden you're being picked up and dropped onto the mat, and it's going to cause like a shock to your system, and you can't hold a fart in. So, God forbid, if there's something worse than that,
take a gamble and lose.
And I'm like, this is going to be the time. This is the time. It's only going to be, it's not going to be when I wear the black pants. It's not going to be when I wear like the dark colored pants. It's going to be when I wear the white pants. And it happened, well, allegedly happened to James Houston.
Poor guy. He did have a good game though. He had a sack, forced a fumble. The Lions won 26-23.
Got the game ball and a roll of toilet paper after. No.
It's very embarrassing for him though.
I don't think it's Gatorade though. What do you think it's Gatorade, Danny?
Honestly, it looks like kind of just like a grass stain to me.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, yeah, it can be. It doesn't really, like, because Gatorade, I don't think, would make that dark of a color mixed with, yeah. Like,
it's just in the most unfortunate of places.
I don't know if he really did. I want to believe him on that end, but I feel like his excuse makes me question it. Like, I think if he would have said, I have no idea how that happened. But, you know, we play on the grass, it gets dirty. It's probably from that.
Were any of his teammates come into his defense? Did anyone see the Gatorade spill?
Yeah, why did no one else sit in that seat? This is only his seat the whole time.
Just a coincidence that he ended up with this small little stain of Gatorade on his butt.
206-803-ROCK. What are you known for? Even though it's 100% not true. Ooh. Call in now.
Yeah, he's going to have to deal with this probably for a while.
206-803-ROCK. What are you known for, even though it is 100% not true? We will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know, what are you known for, even though it's 100% not true? 206-803-ROCK. Paul, you're in West Seattle. What do people think about you?
Well, people think that I'm a kleptomaniac, that I steal a lot of stuff, but it's not true.
Do you just steal a little stuff?
Excuse me?
Do you only steal a little stuff, not a lot of stuff?
No, not at all. The only thing that I ever stole was my wife's heart.
Aww. Paul, did you steal my headphones? I can't find them this morning. I've been looking all over the studio, and I don't know where they went.
I have an extra pair for you if you want.
That's a good partner right there.
You're about to steal my heart as well.
Anyway, but I just want to say good morning to all you beautiful people at KISW, my favorite radio station. I love you guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. We love you, too.
Stop stealing stuff.
206-803-ROCK. What are you known for, even though it's 100% not true?
I love this text because I wonder how much he even like fought denying it. It says, back in the day, I was known for having sex with the hottest girl in school, but I never did. No one ever believed me for some reason that we never hooked up.
That's... I mean, that's
kind of bittersweet because it's nice to have the reputation. Like, oh, everyone thinks you're like a, you know, ladies' man. But what a bummer if you really did want to hook up with her and like everyone's like, oh, no, you totally didn't. I haven't. I'd like to know what that feels like, but I haven't.
But he's just such a gentleman that he's denying it. Yeah. What about you, Steve? Is there one for you?
One recently that came up and I was like, it's like one of those things where how do you argue it? But like someone came up and was like, yeah, I have a buddy that doesn't like you because you once made fun of him for stuttering. And I was like, no, I'm positive. He's like, no, he says you definitely did. I'm like, I know I didn't. Why would I make fun of someone for stuttering when I've struggled with stuttering myself? Like, that seems like such a strange thing that I would goof on somebody. And I don't know if maybe like something was said that made him feel that way, but it was like one of those back and forth conversations where I'm just like, you know what, your friend's right. I guess I did. I'm sorry. Tell him I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. He's not even here. I'm having an argument with someone through a third party. And it was just like one of those things where I was just like, no matter how much I try to explain to you, I definitely didn't do it. You're still laying in hard on this.
Steve Miggs the bully.
I know, right?
The one that's for me, the last several years, anytime there's a home Hawks game, I get people texting me asking if I'm doing some announcements inside of Lumen Field. And the answer is no, but I have a vocal doppelganger, apparently, that does these announcements during Seahawks games. And people think it's me. I wish it was me because that'd be really fun, but it's not me.
You get to go to the games, I bet.
Right?
Isn't that our friend Carla Marie?
Is it the because Carla's the one that does the
She's on the field a lot.
She's on the field host.
Yeah.
These are more like recorded announcements and things like that.
I was going to say, because neither you two do not sound at all alike.
No.
No, but it's funny because I have been at a game where I've heard the voice and I'm like, yep, that does a little bit gravelly. Maybe they drink
some whiskey. It's pre-recorded, do you maybe not remember doing it?
Well, if that person ever quits, I could fill in really easily. It'd be a shoo-in.
Danny, what about you?
I feel like in high school I was really known for having like a lot of. Well, I guess I started this on my own when I was in elementary school.
Are you about to tell us about a rumor about you that's not true that you started?
Yeah,
I really do tell. I really like ghost stories when I was in elementary school. So I made up this whole rumor that like my family was buried like on like school grounds.
Okay.
And so years later, people would always be like, yeah, your grandpa was buried underneath our elementary school, right? And I was like, no, my grandpa's alive. But like,
who would make up such a stupid rumor like that? You did.
That's funny, Danny.
No, I was like, but I was like thinking about, I was like, wait, who came up with that? That was me.
Oh, boy. Wow. I would love it if there was a rockaholic out there that was listening to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 during the men's room broadcast, because I gave out three of the correct answers to the 750 edition of Beat Migs. That could be an edge. Steve has a record of 318 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.